This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This is a brief podcast where I'm going to review some of the guidance we got in three of the most recent podcasts we recorded with several great leaders. The first discussion is one with Laura Durda, one of the editors-in-chief of Becker's Healthcare, where she talked about three core trends in healthcare. The three things she's watching today are labor shortages and retention and resilience issues. Second, technology issues, and particularly the interface between provider and patient, and more voice-driven provider interface to try and allow the provider to spend more time directly eye-to-eye with the patient and not down in the notes or down in the laptops. The third trend she talked about was the increased efforts of systems around diversity, equity, and inclusion, both in hiring and in treating their communities. So that was one of the podcasts we recorded this week. And again, I'm talking to you June 16th, 2021. The second podcast we recorded that I'll briefly touch on some of the notes from is one where I talked about two women leaders, Amber Walsh, the chair of the McGorvitz Healthcare Practice, and Anne McGeorge, who is the global lead of the healthcare practice at Grant Thornton for a long time and is now on four or five corporate boards. A couple of those are private equity funded in healthcare. And what we talked about there was advice for women leaders. And they really gave four or five pieces of advice to share with women leaders. I was thrilled enough to have my own daughter, who's a evolving professional, listen into the discussion with Amber Walsh and McGeorge. The four to five pieces they gave were: lean into your work, lean in, and you have to set boundaries, but you need to lean in and try and degrade at what you're doing. Second is that relationships at work and in life are very, very important. Here we talked about relationships at work and relationships, extracurricular relationships, your relationships through not-for-profits or other things that you do, and building that network, and not necessarily viewing your network as completely separate, personal versus professional, but seeing the overlap in those things. Third is having a plan. It's having a plan for your career, for your job, for your life, and looking at those things. And that plan probably having a lot of focus on that balance between being great at work and great with whether it's family or whatever other priorities you have, your personal life, whatever it is, but really clarifying and having that balance and that priorities in life and being clear about them and having a plan for that. The other thing they talked about was mentors and seeking out mentors and people that can help guide you throughout your career, not being afraid to ask for mentorship, to ask for guidance, to ask for leadership. Both Ian has done a magnificent job as a global leader in consulting in healthcare and private equity funds, and now serves on the board of several private equity sponsored companies. And Amber Walsh does this magnificent job of growing the McGuire's healthcare practice, particularly in the healthcare private equity and healthcare provider space. But just a pleasure to hear their thoughts on building careers and building post careers after the first career and all kinds of steps to sort of like work towards being yourself in the workplace, not trying to fit a different model. There, Anne talked about early on 30 years ago, trying to look and act like a man in the workplace, and now trying to be yourself in the workplace, not trying to be something you're not, to bring yourself to work and be yourself. And just a sparkling conversation with Ian and Amber about the everything from work to charity work, to other boards, to family and life. Finally, I had the great pleasure of talking to Tracy Madden McMahon. Tracy is the chair of the Nebraska Medicine Foundation, and just a fascinating role through the pandemic of tracking fundraising from big and small donors, the efforts to really make a heartful purpose, and that's connectivity between what people want to contribute to and what Nebraska Methodist needs, and hitting that right synergy between the two of those things, a very centered approach to fundraising, how fundraising has also changed the pandemic, and some of the thoughts on that. And also, she did touch on, you know, being in Omaha, the home of Warren Buffett, the home of Berkshire Hathaway, that how many families in Omaha have done well under the auspices of Berkshire Hathaway. And even if Berkshire Hathaway is not the biggest contributor to this or that, although they're a large contributor globally, as is Warren Buffett, the discussion of how many of those Warren Buffett inspired millionaires and decamillionaires and so forth are contributors to Nebraska Methodist and to all the different charities in the greater Nebraska area and the Omaha area. And so just a pleasure talking to Tracy Madden McMahon. And I've had a number of these conversations with people that are in charge of fundraising at health systems. I know that's changed and evolved over the last couple of years, but truly brilliant. She also talked about the ability to take no, that you're going to hear no sometimes, and you generally don't think of no as forever. You think of no as it's no for now, and how do you move forward? And that's so important in so many different roles. In any event, a great pleasure to just sort of recap some of these podcasts that will be coming up. Laura Durder, one of the editors-in-chief of Becker's Healthcare, Amber Walsh and Anne McGeorge, brilliant leaders at the intersection of healthcare and finance over the course of great, great careers, and Tracy Madden McMahon, who told a wonderful story about how she got involved in Nebraska Methodist and the involvement there now as CEO and president of the Nebraska Methodist Foundation. Thank you for listening to the Becker's Healthcare update. This recap of a few of our podcasts. We hope you enjoy this. Please feel free to reach me at any time, S. Becker, beckershealthcare.com, or on LinkedIn at Scott Becker. And let me know if you enjoy this short summary or not. We would greatly appreciate the feedback. Thank you very much.